Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
John Scores joining us now to find the winners. How are you, John?
Yeah, good, thanks. Sean, on the back up from yesterday's Sapphire Coast meeting. So this is an absolute cracker today at Steve Sadler's Stakes Day at Wagga, mate. Big fields as there always are at Wagga. Look, a couple of very, very open events. So let's hope we can find a few of those winners.
All right, the first over 2 miles. One to Deputy, $1.65. Two Testigo Estrella, $2.70. Three Tubs give $6. The rest double figures. Scratchings, two Misty Mountain Hop and five Plucky George.
Yeah, look, I haven't made this a good thing, but it probably just looks the winner in a field of five. 1-4-3-6, Sean. Got very strong form around him, the Deputy from the Hayes Dabity Guard. They've got a good representation today. So, look, I've got to go with him off his Mooney Valley run. He won that big Riverina Cup here in a walk, the run prior. He's too good for these. Testigo Estrella now with Mitch Beer. Good little pickup for him. It was the former Hey Tabernick runner, and it's no stranger to Wagga. A win there and two places and three tries. It's the main danger if there is one. Three Tubs Gift was okay in that same race that the Toppy went round in the Mooney Valley last time, and that was off a 3 week break. And six for the first four takers in Zoe's last. 1-4-3-6 the first, Sean.
Right, the second pull out, 10 Trees of Duel, favourite 4 Verdi at $1.75, 2 Jungle Book $4 with 5 Ouija, and then 16 or better.
Yeah, the market's got it right. It's just the only three hopes. But I went with Jungle Book here, 2-4-5-1. I liked his run at Canberra, got stuck probably on the worst part of the track. He went in the straight. I did draw barrier 1, so I can't be too critical of Murph there. But look, his last couple of runs have been good. He's had 4 this time in, so I just thought at the $4 or so, I'll go with him. Obviously, Bird is pretty much a talent, this fellow, and he put the writing on the wall in a 60 last time, beyond heaven on earth. Look, that was, again, racing off a bit of a break. He had a trial in between times, but he probably deserves favouritism. Look, Weeds is improving in his 1,200 straight to the mile last time, and he won a maiden there. He's got similar weight. I just think the others have probably got stronger form line. But he won't disgrace, and Bartuville again for the first four takers. Looks like the obvious trifecta, 2-4-5-1 the second, Sean.
All right, the third, we've got a full field here. The favourite 5, Gentlemen's Words, is equal with 8, Miss Smarty Pants, $3.10. Number 2, Jimmy John, $5. 3, a Whitey at $5.50, then 16 or better.
Yeah, look, I'm using that loud as a mate form. I think that's probably a strong mate, and I made it 5, 8, 3, and 2 here, Sean. Gentleman's Words, earlier form was very well, was placed in Mooney Valley going back to March. And then, look, its most recent run behind Loud House was pretty good. She should be right at a peak after the 3 months, and I'll go with her. But not much between a few of these. Look, 8's an interesting runner for Normie Loy, and his son Brody with the ride on Miss Smarty Pants. Now, this was pretty handy its first racing prep, and then it presumed at an 1,100 and showed good pace. Should be a bit fitter. Coming back to 1,000 will suit it. And gate 2 has got to be a positive as well. And then you've got 3, Awadi. Good run in the same race as the top, on-top selection here. And again, it's opened a good improvement. Dave Blundell at Gundagai. Winona Costin retains the ride. And 2, Jimmy John, drawn to get a few favours. A couple of excuses last time at Wodonga. But looks an open event, Sean. 5-8-3-2.
All right, the fourth event, now no scratchings. Favourite 10, moving on up at 3.30. Number 9, Air Gordon, $4.60. 6, Polar Star, $7. 2, Cash Crisis, and 3, Stone Cold, $7.50. 8, Squaw Valley at 9, then 12, Alonga.
I love these open handicaps, these flying, old-school flying handicaps at the Wagga. They're just an absolute cracker of a race. 10, 2, 9, and 3 for me. I'm with moving on up from the inside gate. I don't particularly think that suits him, but 52 kilos certainly will. Look, his overall form is very, very good. And if he gets the brakes at the right time, he'll be hard to beat. But plenty with a chance around him. Cash Crisis, he's just so consistent. He's always around the mark. And I don't find him drawn out away from the fence, this fellow. He's drawn about the middle. And if he gets the cover, he's got a good finish on him. So always runs well here at Wagga. Look outside those. Air Gordon, well, he's got it flying, Paddy Widdup. It's 2 wins. This preparation has been beauty. He goes to an open, but down in the weight, a little bit of a gate for him, but he's just racing so well. And three, Stone Cold, pretty handy form on the track and a good gate as well. There's plenty of chances outside that, Sean, but it should be a great race. 10, 2, 9 and 3 in the Mad Scramble.
All right, the fifth, 3 Cowboy Hour, and number 5, Ad Finum, come out of the Bragger Cup. Now, 1 to 5, $4. 9, Miss Charlie, $6. 8, Mask Singer, $8. Number 2 is Anyone There, $9, with also 4, Shadow of Mordor, and 6, Happy Chino, then double figures.
Gee, this is a tough race, a benchmark 50. Sean, don't often see these at a tab meeting. It took me forever to do the form here. Just kept coming back to the top weight, Defy, 1, 4, 12, and 2. But Defy, back to the mile, is probably going to suit it both. It wins the Bean at a mile. It's got an inside gate, plenty of weight, but the Twin Star girls are having a good run with their horses at the moment. Blake McDougall in the saddle. I'll go with it. Look, you'd want to be going wide in the 40, though. 4 would have a chance. Shadow of Mordor, he's only got an average record, but the majority of these have as well. Look, he's pretty handy around the mile. Mick Hegney in the saddle, he won't be far off these all the way. Look, outside, though, it's just a dark job for mine, Sean. But I found Tearful Kitty, even though she has struggled at the mile in the park, she's a bit mare and well-drawn. She might get a few favours in the run. And 2 again for Trevor Sutherland. Is anyone there? He bobs up. He's a bit in and out, but he was a solid winner last time and switches the distances around Trevor all the time. Never seems to matter. Very tough race. 1, 4, 12 and 2, hopefully. We can stay alive in the
40,
Sean.
All right, race 6, we put out Ruthless Agent number 1. Now the favourite 2, Bart at 380. Number 5, Irish Lucy, 440. 4, Lady Moronton is 460. 10, Tully Top, 550. 3, Livid, 750. 7, Supreme Polarity, 850. Then 17 or better.
Yeah, Sean, he'd be very happy with this. The line-up here, Stan, sadly, it's a cracker of a field. Hopefully I've got the winner in the top 4 because I've left Tully Top out. 4, 2, 5, 3, Lady Moronton. Bit of timing here for Wayne Carroll. He sent her to Canberra first up in a 65 and she carded almost 10 stone in the old Sean. And she's not really a noted first upper either. Second up form is very, very good. And on a home track, she's going to take the beating here. Look, Bart, no holds form anywhere. He was good here last time at the mile. He's drawn outside them, but a long run to the first corner. He'll put himself on speed again. And look, right at his feet, he's going to look the winner at some stage in the straight. 3 Delivered is second up. Look, hasn't usually got second up form, but again, Fonzie Haywood, he ran it at Cootamundra first up, probably wasn't a cup of tea, and then he trialled it. So that second up form might be put to bed here with the right run. It does need room in his races. And 5 Irish Lucy. Just a cracking mare. She's an on-speed girl, second up winner, loves the trip and the track. Well, only had one try at it once, so she's going to be right there all the way. Very, very good race. And I've included the top 4 in the tips and hopefully stay live at the 40. 4, 2, 5, 3.
Now, for the chaplain, comes out of the next event, race 7. 2 chips are down, 3.30. 8 Princess Cordelia at $4. Number 3, Backwater Trade at $4.40. $5 for 1 Benjamin, and then after that, 13 or better.
Look, without the risk of repeating myself, this is a cracker, and got the whole 4 in the quadrilla. A 3.182 for me, Backwater Trader. Look, after the 1200 last time, was very good. He was wide all the way, drew awful, drew one from the outside there, and he just failed there. That was off 4 weeks. He was very good to run prior behind Gretzky. Got gate 1. Sometimes that can be a nightmare at Wagga with the Canberra, but with a little bit of fresh air, he'll take some holding off the last little bit, so I'll go with him. Benjamin, just a terrific horse. He did lose a race, disqualified, going back to March, to May, but he comes here first up from a spell with a few failures, but he's just a really smart horse, and I don't mind him drawn with a bit of room. Then he got 8 Princess Cordelia now. Out to the 1200, and her runs have been really good. She's on the back up from the other day at Albury. So, look, with a nice run throughout, she won't be far off. Then you got Chips Are Down for Sylvia Thompson, and this was dynamite when it won on debut at Wangaratta. It was very well finished off a nice trial win, and went to Echuca. It was just a forgive run and a 64. It was off the track the whole way from an outside gate. So, This is a very good lineup. These fast ones usually produce some promising types, and I think it will do here. 3182, Sean.
Now, the last 6-7 and 14 out shadow company is Zaira and Some Deal. Favourite 1, Crimson Hoff at 280. Number 5, Zarstep, 550. 3, Love Me Broke, 7. 4, Superlux at 850. 10, Rewarded Princess, 950. And then double figures.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse, this big fellow, what Crimson Hoff, Sean. And I think he's probably the best bet of the day here. 1, 5, 3, 4. Absolute market order. But, look, I spotted this first up at Leek when I presumed here. And he looked pretty big in the yard. I made him a horse to follow out of the meeting. And then he went to the back to the 1,000 Wagga last time and ran into Loud As. Now, it was super impressive yesterday at the Sapphire Coast in a Class 1 Loud As. So that's the right form. And I like the gate. He's probably going to race handy. And he's a big fellow. I think he'd be suited with a little bit of room out to the 1,200. He'd probably be at his peak fitness-wise. So the tick, tick, tick everywhere you go with Crimson Hoffa. Therefore, the best bet of the day for me. 5 is no easy beat. His runs have been good this preparation. Leighton was good. He just went under. He didn't seem to know how to put it away there. And the Aubrey run was also quite solid last start. So he's drawn to get all the favours. And then you got 3, Love Me Broke for Kurt the Gold Man. Both the runs from this have been pretty handy. So I'd expect from gate 1, it's going to follow the fence. And if it gets out at the right time, it'll be there somewhere. And the 4, Super Luxy, really wearing me down, this horse, but he has got enough ability to win at least a maiden, and I'm sure when he does, he'll probably put a couple together. But just like Crimson Hoffa as a horse, and I think he's too good today. 1, a special 5, 3, and 4, Sean.
And find a good thing for us, John?
Look, it's a tough tape for good things, as I've mentioned, Sean. They're big fields. Look, a couple of little shorty to kick us off, but we're going to wait all day for the good thing in Crimson Hoffa. Race 8, number 1, will make our best. And I'll be in the yard, mate, with all the winners throughout the day.